Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Chocolate for breakfast? Studies suggest potential benefits. If you're a chocolate lover, you think this is the greatest news ever. Well, maybe we need to take a second look at that claim as well as some others. New studies about diet and health still make headlines. I mean, they're looking for something that's out there called news and something that will get your attention. And some of those reports are from sketchy studies. Others, you know, it's just looking for that headline, especially when it's about trendy topics like chocolate, as we mentioned, or full-fat dairy or diet drinks. And here's some information shared about some of those claims that comes from the Center for Science in the Public Interest. So what happens with this chocolate one? One of the things that we want to take a look at is how this information is gathered. In this case, researchers had 19 women who ate roughly 3.5 ounces, that's a nice chunk, of milk chocolate containing 540 calories, more than a quarter of their daily intake, either an hour after waking or an hour before going to bed, for 2 weeks. They were given no chocolate for 2 other weeks. So what happens with all this? Well, not much. The bottom line is, in all those comparisons, they don't expect chocolate to burn off body fat. A key goal of this study was to see whether people process food differently in different times of the day. Well, in this case, they were testing chocolate, and I wonder who sponsored this. This information is not given. Well, here's another one. New research suggests that middle-aged adults can lower their long-term risk for heart failure by simply drinking enough water on a daily basis. We're often told we need to drink, usually it says 8 glasses of water a day. And for some people, that's the right amount. So in this analysis of this study, nearly 16,000 middle-aged men and women over 25 were in the research study. And the study team then tracked heart failure incidents along with problems with the heart's left ventricle pumping capacity over the ensuing years. So the result, well, the risk for heart issues surge when they hit age 70 and older. No surprise there. And a part of the looking at this water study was looking at the amount of sodium in the participants' blood. So this says the abstract, you know, the kind of just overall review of this information hasn't even been published. So this is another guideline, is that it should be published in some professional way, and then it should be reviewed before putting this out here, that this is the thing to do. And the bottom line is that it's too early to know if drinking water can prevent heart failure. So just follow the basic recommendation and check with your doctor. Some people may need more water or more liquids. It may not just be water. Okay, here's another one, a headline. Diet drinks could cause increased appetite in women, people with obesity, this study finds. So the researchers wanted to know, does a person's weight or sex impact the efficiency of sucralose? And that's just one of the potential sweeteners that can be added to food. What ordinary sugar, if you just have sugar in anything, is sucrose. But this one is sucralose. And so, in this study, when participants were offered an all-you-can-eat buffet, women consumed greater total calories after consuming drinks with sucralose. Yes, the women did eat about 85 more calories from the buffet on the day they got the drink sweetened with sucralose rather than sucrose. But when you include the calories in the drinks, the women continued about 215 more calories on the day that they were not getting the sucralose. So this kind of goes along with a 2019 study which found that people with overweight or obesity gained weight when researchers gave them drinks sweetened with sugar, but not sucralose. So that's no surprise. I mean, if we're adding calories in other ways, it shouldn't be a surprise that, we probably won't get the results we're expecting. They did find if the women hadn't eaten since the night before, they were probably hungrier 2 hours after they got the zero-calorie drink. So there are those calories coming back. So one of the suggestions from this study, the researchers say, well, it might be a way, the diet drinks or other diet foods might be a way to break away from a sugar habit. But in the long run, it's probably not going to be true. So bottom line, avoid sugary drinks. If low-calorie sweeteners help you break that sugar habit, stick with the safe sweeteners like stevia. Other sweeteners you'll find on the list that should be avoided, sucralose, aspartame, and acesulfame, potassium, are poorly tested or cause cancer in animals. So, again, bottom line, there's a bit of truth that was found in this research, but maybe not the kind that you are expecting. Now, here's one I love. Are you an avocado fan? Some people love avocados. So the headline is this one is, one major effect of eating avocados, says this new study, that it will burn belly fat, that avocados scorch belly fat. So in this study, it was 12 weeks long on 105 adults. And these were overweight or obese adults. So the eatthis.com explained one group was provided with a daily meal that included an avocado, while the other group did not include an avocado, although it contained foods with similar ingredients and calories. So we're looking for meals that are similar, but one contains avocado and the other. The results, the females who consumed an avocado daily showed a reduction in one kind of fat, that abdominal fat. But on the other hand, there was that subcutaneous fat, you feel that when you pinch yourself to see how fat it is under your skin. So no changes I've seen in men, said eatthis.com, because they actually didn't have men included in the study. And one of the questions to ask here is who funded the research? And that's always a good question to ask. Who funded the request? The Avocado Board, the Haas Avocado Board, funded this study. At least a thing to make us question the results of the study. And so the bottom line, enjoy avocado. Just don't expect that eating it scorches belly fat. So I've mentioned as I've gone along here, several ways to question. Take a look at the information, but ask who, when, where, why, and what the message is and how the information was gathered. I sort of tried to point some of those out as I moved along. Who provided the information? How long ago was the study done? Has it been updated? Where is it coming from? Look at .gov or .edu, but not .org or .com. Those can come from anybody. And why is it done? Is it for public safety and public information? Or is it something that a product will use for sales? And again, how was that data gathered? Is it over a period of time? How many people were included? Where was it done? So just ask some questions and be knowledgeable when you see those headlines. Until next time, here's the thought. If it sounds too good to be true, take a second look.